Q&AZ reporting is made possible in part with support from Sierra Nevada Brewing Company. Family-owned, operated, and argued over since 1980. Proud supporter of independent thought, whether that's online, over the air, or in a bottle. More at SierraNevada.com.
They adorn hills, mountains, and buttes across Arizona. But what's the deal with those big white letters on peaks in dozens of Arizona's cities and towns? Through our Q&AZ reporting project, a listener asked where the custom came from. KJZZ's Ben Giles reports that it dates back more than 100 years to a hill in Northern California.
Officially, the 3,000-foot mountain a few miles west of the University of Arizona is called Sentinel Peak. But to many Tucson residents, it's just a mountain. Take a short drive up the peak and it's clear why. You can't miss the giant white A up there. You literally drive right in front of it. So how, or better yet, why was it built? I took a hike up there with Evelyn Corning, a local author who researched letters just like this. She said Tucson's A dates back to a time when the U of A was really, really bad at football. That changed on Thanksgiving Day in 1914. That's when the Wildcats faced off against Pomona College in California.
The team, the University of Arizona, won by 6-7. They won this game, and they were so excited because they won. I mean, not just this year, but I mean, for years they haven't won. So this was major.
The 1915 edition of The Desert, the University of Arizona's yearbook, described that victory in no uncertain terms as, quote, the biggest thing that ever happened.
It was huge for Tucson and huge for the students. And there were articles written in the paper in LA and here for days. And with this, the idea of the A was born.
That's Erica Castaño, an archivist at the University of Arizona. She shared pictures of the backbreaking labor needed to build the 70 by 160-foot A, a feat that took students nearly 2 years.
So you can see this is 1916. So this is actually pictures of the building of the A itself. And so it's these freshmen and probably sophomore students in the civil engineering program who are building, taking the rock and moving it up the mountain and building the A itself.
By building the A, the students were imitating something they'd seen at Pomona, a giant P cut into the side of the San Gabriel Mountains near campus. That letter was one of many built near colleges or universities in California and the western United States. That's according to the late James Parsons, a geologist from the University of California, Berkeley, where the first such letter was built by freshmen and sophomores in 1905. The letter marked a truce, an alternative to an old tradition that sounds like an increasingly violent version of King of the Hill. In a 1988 article for Landscaping Magazine, Parsons wrote the rivalry got so vicious it was like guerrilla warfare. Corning said those rivalries were common at the time.
Rivalry wasn't so much from college to college, but rather from freshman and sophomore class as to whatever was their graduating year, that was how they were known, the class of 07 and the class of 06.
The C took the energy students poured into that rivalry and diverted it into something more positive.
That seemed to click for the honor of their college, that it wouldn't be about what class, but rather their university.
School pride has inspired many more letters, including one well-known landmark right here in the valley, Tempe's own A Mountain, known officially as Hayden Butte. As a 2009 graduate, Doug Ocharczyk was one of the countless students who've helped paint the A white during the first weeks of their freshman year.
It was kind of like your rite of passage. Like, you get to leave your mark on, you know, this icon that you can see, you know, almost anywhere in, you know, the valley south of the university.
Now, as director of student services for ASU's Alumni Association, Doug leads students who volunteer to clean up and protect the A. And I do mean protect. This week, the two universities play for the Territorial Cup, and that means ASU students have been camping overnight on the butte to stop Wildcats from painting the A red, white, and blue. Paint actually pales in comparison to past shenanigans on the mountain. The story goes that in the 1950s, some Wildcat students took dynamite to Tempe's A.
It's got a lot of meaning for ASU students and for, you know, alums. It hasn't been painted in the past 5 or 6 years, I believe, which is great. But when that does get painted, I mean, it's definitely an eyesore.
This trend extends to many high schools in Arizona, from Miami to Maricopa, and others are now maintained by local towns, like the Q and Quartzsite. Corning estimates there are more than 500 such letters across the western United States. Ben Giles, KJZZ News, Phoenix.